48. And there followed him a certain young man, having a linen cloth cast about his naked body. And the young men laid hold on him, and he left the linen cloth, and fled from them naked. And they brought Jesus into the high priest's house to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews, that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Simon Peter followed Jesus afar off, even to the place of the high priest, to see the end. And so did another disciple. That disciple was known to the high priest, and went in with Jesus. But Peter stood at the door outside. Then went out that other disciple, which was known to the high priest, and spoke to her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. And when they had kindled a fire outside in the palace in the midst of the hall, and were set down together, Peter went, and he sat down among the servants, and warmed himself at the fire, for it was cold. But then came the damsel that kept the door, one of the maids of the high priest, and when she saw Peter, and beheld him as he sat by the fire warming himself, she earnestly looked upon him, and said to him, "You also were with Jesus of Galilee. Are not you one of this man's disciples?" But he denied him before them all, saying, "Woman, I am not, neither understand I what you say." And he went out into the porch. Now Annas had sent Jesus bound to Caiaphas the high priest. The high priest then asked him of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, "I spoke openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, where the Jews always resort. And in secrets have I said nothing. Why ask you me? Ask them which heard me, what I have said to them. Behold, they know what I said." And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, "Answer you the high priest so?" Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smite you me?" And after a little while, as Simon Peter was beneath, another maid saw him. And he again warmed himself and stood with the servants and officers there, who had made a fire of coals, and warmed themselves. And the maid began to say to them that stood there, "This fellow is one of them." They said therefore to him, "Are not you also one of the disciples of Jesus of Nazareth?" And again Peter denied it with an oath, and said, "I am not, I do not know the man." And a little while after, about the space of 1 hour, they that stood by came and said again to Peter, "Surely you also are one of them, for you are a Galilean, your speech agrees thereto and betrays you." Then one of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman whose ear Peter cut off, says, "Did not I see you in the garden with him?" Another confidently affirmed, saying, "Of a truth, this fellow also was with him." But Peter began to curse and to swear, and denied again, saying, "I know not this man of whom you speak." And immediately while he yet spoke, the rooster crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word that the Lord Jesus had said to him, "Before the rooster crow, you shall deny me thrice." And when he thought thereon, he went out and wept bitterly. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought for false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yea, though many came and bore false witness against him, yet found they none, for their witness agreed not together. And at the last there arose two false witnesses and bore witness against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy the temple of God that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands.'" But neither so did their witness agree together. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, "Answer you nothing? What is it which these witness against you?" But Jesus held his peace and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him and said to him, "I adjure you by the living God, that you tell us, are you the Christ, the Son of God?" And Jesus says to him, "You say that I am, and I say to you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the power of God, and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes and said, "He has spoken blasphemy. What need have we of any further witnesses? Behold, now you have heard his blasphemy. What think you?" They answered and said, "He is guilty." And they all condemned him to death. And then some began to spit in his face, and the men that held Jesus mocked him and buffeted and smote him. And when they had blindfolded him, they asked him, saying, "Prophesy to us, you Christ, who is he that smote you?" And the servants struck him in the face with the palms of their hands. And many other things blasphemously spoke they against him.